People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
I've got egg on my tie.
100% passion.
Bunch of utter
100% banter.
Things were different in your day, weren't they, Ian?
A bit.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women could be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles. And me, Anthony Richardson. Let's hear about our new charity initiative, Ian Five Ankles Auto Laughs.
Ian Five Ankles Auto Laughs. For every autograph Ian signs outside the Sports Horn gates, we'll donate £100 to Watford Laughter Clinic, helping those with embarrassing laughs. Watford Laughter Clinic. Helping you laugh in public without shame.
It's for a great cause, is Auto Laughs. My aunt has an embarrassing laugh, Ian. Nobody tells jokes around her in public for fear she'll set off the smoke alarms. She can't live like that.
Danny Mills' laugh is like a dog vomiting. Yeah. I mean, give him some dignity, for Pete's sake.
How many autographs will you be signing outside the Sports Horn gates today for Auto Laughs, Ian?
None. Sorry, but as you know, I've not come in today after I've had some very bad news.
Yeah.
You know I don't cancel Auto Laughs lightly, but needs must. I'm recording this show on location.
Yes, we've heard about this. The news concerns your best friend, ex-Arsenal centre-back Steve Bould.
Add ex-best friend to the list of exes there, Anthony. We've fallen out.
You can't have a list if it's only one thing, Ian.
Well, create a list of exes then. Ex-centre-back, ex-best friend.
Can two things constitute a list? Again, I don't want to be all pedantic here, but...
Ex-good bloke.
Yeah.
You can add that.
Three, yeah.
I mean, he's fallen out with me.
Right, but you're top frenzy, and it doesn't work like that. You can't just fall out. You do everything together. You're world-class frenzy, Ian.
Not world-class, no more.
Wow.
Not anymore. Now, don't get me wrong.
I won't get you wrong.
It's nothing I've done or said.
You haven't said something needlessly provocative to fill airtime, Ian, have you?
I would not dream of it. It's something that's come between us.
Fill us in on the story then, Ian, because I'm in the dark.
So, okay, let me enlighten you. 2 days ago, I was doing my favourite hobby, playing online games with Steve Bould. Me at my house, him at his.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You love your gaming.
I love
the
game.
On the pitch or off it. You're competitive. Yeah. You're two red-blooded males. You just love their games.
Yeah. We play all night sometimes and we chat on the phone whilst doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we wake the whole house up with our chatting. Anyway, we're playing Orcs and Bjorks, and Bouldy's just opened his bifold doors downstairs to get some air because he gets stuffy when he plays Orcs and Bjorks.
Yeah. Sorry. Orcs and Bjorks. What's that game then?
Orcs and Bjorks?
No. Yeah. Haven't heard of that one.
It's an online fantasy game set in medieval times where you choose whether you want to be an orc or the Icelandic singer Björk.
It's pronounced Björk.
No, that's no good because that doesn't rhyme with orc. I choose an orc, Bouldy chooses Björk.
Björk.
Björk, and then we gallivant around the map and have all sorts of fun. There's a cheat code where you can make them kiss. So, of course, we've had a right laugh doing that.
Yeah.
And that's when we found out his house is haunted.
Sorry, run that past me again. Haunted.
Haunted.
What do you mean haunted? There's no such thing. We've been through this, Ian. Ghosts do not exist. The several paranormal people we've had on the show have more than proved that. It's a load of nonsense,
well,
Ian. And you should know, you're an old school, former midfield hard man. You can't be believing in ghosts.
Well, you'd think, but listen to this. A voice started speaking to him from the spare room wardrobe where he plays the game. Now, you tell me that's not
now,
a ghost.
Come on, Ian. Have you been at the fruit shoots again? I know you love your fruit shoots, but look at
I
the E numbers in there.
I love fruit shoots, but look, it's definitely really a ghost because I captured it whilst I was on the phone to Boldy while we were playing. Listen to the audio. Pressing play. Here we go.
Maybe you'll kiss me. Look at them, go for it.
Well, that's not a ghost,
no,
Ian. So...
No, sorry, fast forward that bit. You didn't need to hear that bit. No, listen to this bit.
Oh, Steve Bold, you're better than this. Why are you wasting your time with this bozo?
There, see?
Right, well, I mean, that's spooky, I guess.
It's a ghost.
It's not a ghost, Ian. It's not a ghost.
It's a ghost.
It's not a ghost. Ghosts don't exist. It's a con. It's a prank. It's something not... Isn't it something from Orcs and Bjerks?
Orcs and Bjerks.
Well, play it again. Play it again.
Well, there's more. He keeps going.
More?
Yeah. Listen to this.
Wasting your time, Steve Bold. Wasting your time.
So you tell me what that is if it's not a ghost.
That's rubbish. Rubbish. That's too clear. The audio is too clear. You know when you hear ghosts on these so-called Most Haunted and that, they're usually all hard to hear, like when a ghost spoke backwards on the Beatles record.
Well, I have enhanced the audio.
You've enhanced the audio. Right. You can't even open your emails, Ian. You're enhancing the audio.
Yeah, well, it's easy.
Well, you haven't turned it up.
No, it's easy. Do you remember Andy Townsend's tactics truck from when ITV had the Premier League highlights between the years 2000 and 2004?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Andy Townsend dissected Leicester City's defensive patterns from what looked like a police surveillance unit.
Well, I'm in that now.
Right.
They made all the technology in here so easy that even Andy Townsend could use it.
What are you doing in Andy Townsend's tactics truck, Ian? How have you even found Andy Townsend's tactics truck?
It's on Airbnb. Someone found it abandoned and now it's let out as a timeshare cottage.
What?
Mixed reviews, but I've paid for a night and I'm sitting in it now outside Boldy's house. And yes, I'm using the gadgets on board to enhance the audio.
Well, I never.
Side note, Anthony, Andy Townsend's tactics truck absolutely stinks. I don't know what he got up to 20 years ago, but it's ingrained.
Mm.
A sort of combination of Febreze lemony pine forest mixed with a bit of wee-wee. And I think that probably accounts for its mixed reviews.
That's surprising it would smell of wee, because they had breaks on ITV, commercial ones. He could have gone to the top. I don't believe that that's him. Anyway, we'll deal with that piece of information another time. The voice, it's not a ghost. It does sound familiar, though. Play it again. Play it again, Ian.
All right, playing it again.
Why are you wasting your time with this bozo?
That sounds like the late actor Alan Rickman.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, Anthony. Captain Sir Alan Rickman used to live on this road, so it makes sense he's haunting the gaff.
Is he playing a cello?
What?
Like a big guitar. Sounds all sad.
Yeah, I know what a cello is. Why would he be doing that?
He might be reenacting the plot of 1990 British film Truly Madly Deeply.
Why would he choose that? He's much better known as Sexy Snake in the Harry Potter films.
Or Han Solo in Die Hard.
Great film.
Yeah, great film. But is it a Christmas movie, Ian?
It is.
Just because it's set at Christmas?
If explosions doesn't say Christmas, then I don't know what does.
But why is he, like, haunting Steve Bold's house?
Well,
firstly, Ian, I'm sceptical. And secondly, even if he did exist... Why would he be haunting Steve Bold's house, as I said earlier?
Well, unskepticise yourself, because I have a lady with me in the tactics truck. Let me just let her in. In you come, love. Yep. I'm sorry it stinks of lemony pine wee-wee. It's nothing to do with me. It's Andy Townsend from 20 years ago.
We don't know. I don't want to libel Andy Townsend, Ian. Let's not accuse Andy Townsend of spraying his scent inside a tactics truck or whatever he was doing. I don't know if we can carbon date the truck to prove it wasn't him. Can we do that? Sandra, can we carbon date a smell? Okay, she's finding out.
Well, it's had many owners as part of an Airbnb holiday cottage in fairness to Townsend.
Can somebody carbon date the smell of the tactics truck? We'll get that sorted once and for all. Thank you. Somebody's on the case. Thank you, Sandra.
You sit there. Yeah, sit there. By the microphone. Yeah, thank you.
Right, Ian, who is with you?
Right, this lady was Alan Rickman's dentist for 27 years.
Hello. I was Alan Rickman's dentist for just over 25 years.
27 years.
You'll know his voice, of course. Better than anyone, then, having been really close to his mouth.
Oh, I will.
I'm going to play the audio. I need you to confirm that this is the voice of Alan Rickman, OK? Pressing play.
Ian Fiveankles is a loser. Why you give him the time of day is utterly beyond me.
Yeah, it seems quite a coordinated attack, this.
Right, dentist, what's your verdict?
It sounds too clear to my ears.
Right, yeah, I see what's going on here. We'd need to make the voice sound as if he's got dentist equipment in his mouth and his tongue's gone all numb. Yeah, no, that's not going to work. Sorry for wasting your time.
No. Luckily, the high-tech gadgets in Andy Townsend's tactics truck can help me with that. It can help me with that very thing. Pressing play.
Alan Fiveankles is a loser. Why are you doing the time of day utterly beyond me?
That's it. That's him.
Oh, well done, Ian. Thank you. Good work.
Well, no, don't thank me. Thank Andy Townsend's tactics truck.
Well, why did Andy Townsend have that sort of technology for a Premier League highlights show?
It impresses the ladies. Maybe that's what this smell is. It's not Townsend marking his territory. Maybe it's Townsend getting it on. Sex style.
Well, we're still getting the carbon dating done on the smell. It might not have been Andy Townsend. If it's an Airbnb, it's got lots of owners. You know, Dean Dublin might have been in there for Homes Under the Hammer.
No, I'd recognise his scent anyway.
Right, OK. Well, let's...
Dentist, how sure are you that this is the late actor Alan Rickman?
It's uncanny.
Thank you. Right, now get out.
Okay. Well, that's a bit rude, Ian. Just help you out.
Sorry, dentist. I don't know your name. I'm sorry. Look at me being rude to everyone. I'm just really cross with Steve Bold having a fine old time with the ghost of Alan Rickman and ignoring me.
It's not a ghost, Ian. I'm sure he's not ignoring you.
Listen to the messages. I don't know what I did to anger Sir Alan Rickman, but Bold has taken the advice on board and hasn't spoken to me since. I look through the window using the Andy Townsend tactics truck binoculars and monitor Boulder's movements in the house using the Andy Townsend tactics truck thermal imaging equipment. He's nodding every time I'm bad-mouthed.
This is a scam, Ian. This is a scam. There's no way Alan Rickman's ghost would waste his time doing this.
You saying hanging out with Steve Boulder is a waste of time, are you?
It's not real, Ian!
You heard the dentist.
Ian Fiveankles is a pathetic slug of a human being.
Look at the thermal imaging camera. Boldy's nodding. He's nodding at that.
Have you tried ringing him and saying you'll change?
Change from what? I'm not pathetic.
Look, I'm not... So, message him. Say, snap out of this. I don't know what the advice is to dealing with a ghost who's calling you an idiot or...
He hasn't called me an idiot.
He's a moron. Total idiot.
Oh, what the hell, Alan? What have I done to you?
Get in touch with the man. Message him. Say he's being conned by some bloke in his basement.
I'll try jumping into Orcs and Bjorks.
Bjorks!
I'll try jumping into Irks and Bjorks. That'll give him a notification. Here we go. Okay. Right, so I'm wandering about. I've wandered into the tavern where Boldy frequents. Yep, there. Look. Well, you can't look, but there's Boldy's Bjork avatar in the crooked thigh. Yeah, inactive. No, Boldy's not there. I'm trying to kiss his Bjork. Nothing.
Try humping?
No, you can't hump in this game. This isn't Arcs and Bjarks After Darks.
Right, I've just realised we're doing a radio show on air. Apologies, everyone listening. We have got massively carried away. Let's go to a break. The time is 7:28. You're listening to the Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Fiveankles Breakfast Show on Sports Horn, the UK's third most popular sports radio network.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
I'm Faustino Espria, proper Geordie-like, fog on the Tyne, why I man. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian, this is mental. It's a scam. I'll prove it's a scam. I tell you what, I'm going to get an exorcism.
Exorcism?
Yeah, an exorcism. It's the only way. I know a priest, he lives 10 minutes drive away. He'll come over, he'll say it's just some bloke in the cupboard, and then we can all go about our merry way.
Hey, I bet that doesn't happen. I bet his head goes 360 degrees and he starts spewing vomit around the kitchen.
Are you an orc?
At your service, master.
Or are you Bjork?
Sinking is like a celebration of oxygen.
Orcs and Bjorks, available on Steam.
Oh, bloody hell. Fuck's sake.
What's wrong? What is it?
Baldi's rollerblading. He only rollerblades with me. You know, sometimes I wish Andy Townsend's truck didn't have a thermal imaging camera. Fuck.
You and Steve Bold rollerblade in his house?
Yeah, he's taken all the carpets out and polished the concrete and you can blade around the house now.
Wow, that's footballers, Ian. That is footballers. They've got more money than sense.
Oh, it's great. No, you'd love it if you tried it. My blades are in there. And my cricket pads.
Cricket pads?
Yeah, we
play cricket as well.
No, we put on leg pads and thigh pads and an elbow guard and a box just because the concrete's so hard. I'll turn the volume up on the house. Listen. Just listen to him having a great time without me.
You're a blading pro, Steve Bold. Gliding like a swan on wheels. Epic.
Alan Rickman wouldn't say epic.
Well, where's this priest to do this exercising? I want this priest now.
I'm on to him. Here he is. Father Caspar Spykel.
Father Caspar Spykel? Is this a joke?
Is what a joke, Ian? Is ringing up a friend to do you a favour for what is obviously a con a joke?
Please, just get on with it. They're having a fun time in there and it's making me sick.
You don't need those cricket pads on. Try blading without them.
He does need those cricket pads on. That's reckless.
Hello, is this the RAC?
Father Caspar, hi, mate. Yeah, listen, this is stupid and I'm really sorry for wasting your time, but I need a favour. Now, can you exorcise a ghost, please? A ghost that doesn't exist.
Oh, Anthony, lovely to hear from you, but no can do. I'm waiting for roadside assistance. I've put holy water in the radiator of my Vauxhall Corsa, and the whole thing has just gone completely on fire. Got to go, I'm afraid.
No worries, Father. Best of luck.
Ah, drat it.
Okay, Ian, just wait it out. Wait it out. Baldy will come back to you. The scammer will get bored once he's realised that Baldy spent all his money on an indoor rollerblading rink.
Wait it out? No, I can't let him wait it out. Baldy's blading without cricket pads in there.
We're back from the break. Steve will come round. Best not to think about it. We'll put our minds on something else. Let's get back to doing what we do best. We've got a bloody radio show here, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And our best thing is chatting about football.
If I know one thing, it's football.
Exactly. Good. Right. Get your mind out of the blooming rollerblading gutter and get your mind into football. What's important?
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, now listened to by former Ipswich Town defender Mark Venus.
I'm Mark Venus. I'm Mark Fire. Your desire.
Thank you, Mark Venus. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
We're going to do what this radio show does best, and that's talk football. Tomo is on the line and he's a Chelsea fan. Hi, Tomo.
I'm a Chelsea fan.
He's a Chelsea fan. Tomo, what's your point?
£1 billion bottle jobs. That's what we are. A disgrace losing to Liverpool like that.
Good point. Well made. Ian, should Chelsea just fold and nuke the stadium?
I tell you, the pensioners will be rolling in their graves, Anthony. Just shameful. Liverpool were playing children. Children! How those, and I'm going to coin this phrase actually, how those £1 billion bottle jobs...
Well, Ian's original phrase there.
How those £1 billion bottle jobs look themselves in the mirror is beyond me.
You know what I call Liverpool? After that amazing display, I call them the Scouse Scamps.
That's good.
And I don't know if we can coin that phrase as well for social media, please. But did you know, up until the League Cup final... no team had ever played anyone under the age of 20.
I did not know that.
Thank you, Tomo. Who's next on the line? No names coming up on the system. It's a private number. Who's this?
Greetings, Anthony, and pathetic Ian Five Ankles. It is the ghost of Alan Rickman here.
All right, mate. For goodness sake, what do you want?
The average age of Liverpool's players for the League Cup final was 24. The average age of Chelsea's players was 23. So who's the young team? Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Five Ankles.
My word. That is good football insight, Alan Rickman's ghost.
No,
and I believe him now.
No. He's not out-footballing me as well. That's it. That's bloody it.
Where are you going, Ian?
Through the open bifold doors. You are leaving that house, Rickman, if I have to drag you out.
No, Ian, it's too dangerous.
I'm coming in. Baldy! Look at you rollerblading around without cricket pads on. No, Baldy, that's too fast. It's too fast! Oh, he's fallen over. He's bumped his knee. Well, you know what I'm going to say, don't you? That would not have happened if you were wearing leg pads.
Fucking hell.
Where's that ghost, Baldy? You take me to the ghost. Where's the ghost? Where is he? Show me the ghost.
Ian, ghost. Be careful in there. What if it is a real ghost?
I'm upstairs, Ian Five Ankles. Come and get me.
Don't do it, Ian.
I'm coming up the stairs. You're messing with the wrong fella. He must be in here.
Ian, where are you? I've lost you for a second. Where are you?
I'm going into Baldy's Orcs and Burks gaming room, and I'm opening up the cupboard. Oh, fuck's sake! Fucking hell!
Industrial language, Ian. Industrial language.
Rod fucking Wallace.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Rod Wallace.
It's Rod fucking Wallace doing an impersonation of Alan Rickman.
I told you it's not a ghost.
Rod fucking Rod Wallace. You're going down, Wallace. No one comes between me and Baldy. Oh, he's even wearing my rollerblades. Can you believe the cheek? Come back here. No. Oh, he's roller skating between my legs.
You've been nutmegged by Rod Wallace, Ian.
He's blading down the banister and out the bifold doors. Blade away, you coward. Blade away.
Oh, sorry to hear that. You know what, Ian? You'll get Rod Wallace one day.
Oh, it's okay, Anthony. Do you know what? I might have lost a Rod, but I've regained a Steve. Come on, Bolster. Let's fire up the icks and bicks and let's make them do the kissing. We like that, don't we?
All's well that ends well. Oh, and we've just had word back from our producer on the carbon dating. The smell in the tactics truck was Andy Townsend, and it was him doing sex 20 years ago during commercial breaks of the Premiership. So there you have it.
I knew it. What a total legend Townsend was.
And that's, you don't get that on the BBC, Ian. And that's why we pay the licence fee. The time is 7:56. Let's go to Taj with the news.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
You know, has his brother come round or something like that to play?
Whose brother?
Steve Bolt's brother.
No, you can't hump in this game. Oh, fuck's sake!
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.